Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And this is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Now that the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev is over, the friends of his who were charged with helping cover up Tsarnaev's crimes are receiving their sentences. The first to be sentenced is former UMass Dartmouth student Diaz Karabayev. He pleaded guilty to obstructing the bombing investigation. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The 21-year-old Kadyrbayev is no longer the chubby-faced teen posing alongside Jahar Tsarnaev in Times Square. Nor, he says, is he the 19-year-old who collected Tsarnaev's backpack and laptop in the days following the bombing. Standing before a judge at the federal courthouse in South Boston today, Kadyrbayev said after 2 years in prison, he's a changed man. "I want to start by saying how truly sorry I am to all the victims, their families," he said. "I know that I shouldn't have taken any items from his room," he added. "I should have called police after I suspected it was Jahar." The U.S. attorney had called for a 7-year sentence, the maximum allowed under Kadyrbayev's plea deal. Judge Douglas Woodlock sentenced him to 6 years, citing his age as a consideration. Defense lawyer Robert Stahl tried to contextualize Kadyrbayev's actions, saying he's from a country where people don't trust police, and he's a gentle kid who had never been in trouble.
But when we're talking about overall actions, we have to put it in context of the age, the culture, the immaturity, and the short period of time for that wrong, that bad choice that was made.
And Kadyrbayev's family claims it's to blame. Here's his father, Matir Kadyrbayev, speaking through an interpreter.
"We all are responsible for each other, and the whole family takes responsibility for Diaz.
Kadyrbayev also says his son wasn't aware of the gravity of his actions.
"Had he known what he was doing and had he understood what he was doing, we wouldn't been standing here."
U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says in a statement that the concealment and destruction of evidence can affect investigations, and Kadyrbayev now faces the consequences. He'll be deported to his native Kazakhstan after another 4 years in prison. On Friday, his co-defendant, Azamat Tazayakov, will be sentenced for his role in the crime. Also to be sentenced Friday is Robil Filipos, who was convicted of lying to investigators. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.